Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Covenant Cafe. This is Lamont Ferguson, your host. This is a new gospel radio show. I'm going to be bringing you a lot of different things that's not even out there yet. We're going to cover a gamut of things, social issues, economic issues, just everyday life situations. The Covenant Cafe, I can kind of elaborate on the Covenant Cafe. Once again, my name is Lamont Ferguson. Basically, what we're going to be doing, this show is dedicated to gospel and Christian music, in which we play our music, amateur, known, independent, and up-and-coming gospel artists, national artists as well. We play music from all over the United States. Definitely going to be interviewing various different people, not just gospel artists, inspirational speakers, comics, a gamut of celebrities that we're going to cover. Also, I have a very special format that's set up for this show, and I believe you guys would definitely love it and appreciate it. Before I go further, I'm going to definitely open up with a word. The verse for today will be Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You definitely have a future. You gotta definitely, everyone has a future. God has a plan for each and every one of us, whether we know it or not. Some people believe they don't have a future. Some people have given up in early stages of their life. But you should never give up, because God is behind you 120%. So never forget that. Before I go on further, let me talk about the format I have planned for you guys. Every week, this is going to be pretty much standard. We're definitely going to open up with a word, just like I did today. We're going to talk about current events, weird but true news. These are things that's out there that's very strange, and but it's true. It's not a fraud. It's not a fake story. It's going to be true, but it's going to be weird news. Also, we're going to get into some poetry. We're going to make, announcements on good news, things people that's doing, the people that's graduating, wedding anniversaries, engagements, of course, birthday shout-outs, things of that nature. So this definitely is going to be a very, very interesting and very entertaining show. Before I go on, I'm going to go into our first song of the day, and that will be Arison Walton and the Products of Restoration, Everything.
Everything I do is for you. Everything, every look, every word that I say, it's for you. Everything.
Be right. Oh, 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 oh. That's why
going to discuss today is about Trayvon Martin and the Zimmerman guy. You can't really talk about this issue enough, but I'm going to kind of push the envelope here. We have to look at the big picture. What this gentleman have done to this young man is absolutely wrong. And I guess my issue now is this. Is it only a color issue? What would have happened? And would we have looked at the situation a lot different if the person was of a different race? You got to, guys, ask yourself about that. And call in and give me your feedback on this situation, because this is a very, very, very important situation that has happened to this young man. The parents lost a son. The cousin, their family members lost a cousin. Someone lost a good friend. All the way down the line. So we have to look at this with a microscope and ask ourselves what we have reacted the way that we are now, because this is a black individual, African American. So I would love to get you guys your feedback on this situation. There was a lot of support behind Trayvon Martin, this whole situation. But would we have had that same support if it was of a different race? Now I'm going to actually get into another song, and if you can call in and give me your feedback in that regard. So the call-in number is 718-766-4553. It is 718-766-4553. This is the Covenant Cafe. It is a part of the D-Hour show. Right now I'm getting into Booker T, Great Things.
Your name, the one who never changes, love remains the same. I just want to take the time to say, where would it be without your mercy and your grace? I just want to give you praise as I'm lifting up your name. I pledge allegiance to the rock of my salvation, and just show my dedication. Here's just what I'll do. I'm alleviating Booker T, the terrific, and I'm putting on display Jesus, the magnificent. He's Lord, Father, God of us all. And when time gets tough and too rough, He's the one that we call. My all in all, my everything, the reason I sing, wind beneath my wings, you're the air that I breathe. Whatever you're going through, He'll see you through. He'll do for you. I'm not talking about myself. Why should I? I can talk about the one from which cometh my help. King of kings and Lord of lords. He's my God and that's for sure. My Father is everything I need him to be. He's God and more, Lord. Oh, Lord. Back over my life, at the pain, the hurt and the strife, the tears that I've cried, I realize that great things are coming. Seems like I'm always under attack. I took two steps forward, got pushed far back. Now I'm up against the wall and I can't fight back. Tell me, how do you make it when it's hard like that? Listen, I'm the seed of greatness, got potential busting at the seams. Everything I went through is great.
brought me to my destiny. I'm gonna screw this fucking cross. I can break my brick, I'll bust that wall. I'm still standing, and I'm never gonna stop. I've been through too much hell, and I won't be blocked. Run on, talk about, but I won't be dropped. I've been kicked when I was down, but I won't be stopped. Cause all I do is win, win, no matter what, yeah. Great things coming, alright. Great things are coming. Great things coming, alright. Great things coming, alright. Great things.
Great Things by Booker T. If you're just now tuning in, this is the new show, The Covenant Cafe, which is a part of the D Hour Show radio show. The thing I just put out there, as far as the Trayvon Martin situation, like I said before, it's a very, very sad situation that happened to this young man. But I want people to think a little bit deeper for what happened to this young man. Now, what society have acted different if the gentleman was of a different race? If you want to call in, our number here is 718-766-4553. That is 718-766-4553. Like I said before, the situation is a tragic situation. Like I said, someone lost a son, a dear relative, a good friend, and there was a lot of support in getting the person that did this to him behind bars. So you guys got to think about that situation. Now I'm going to actually go on to one of the weirdest situations that happened. This is under the block of weird but true news. I'm quite sure everybody heard about the gentleman who was acting like a zombie. Pretty much this guy. Everybody heard this story about the man in Florida who killed a homeless guy by chewing his face. This was disgusting. This guy was, if you haven't heard about it, a guy that was on this new street drug, people getting high off bath salts. And he actually, he attacked a homeless man, and he was eating his face. That was crazy, crazy situation. He was eating his face, and they said pretty much individuals that's on these bath salts, they are almost unstoppable because they're so far out there. I was reading the story, actually listening to the story, and they said if these people are addicted to these bath salts, once it gets in their system, they are immune to pain. It takes about 10 to 15 people to subdue these people. Also, they're afraid that this is the next epidemic that's going on with the bath salts. There's all kind of side effects. They hear voices. They see things that's not there. Almost hyperventilating. All kinds of sort of things. And actually, this happened in Miami back in May. Like I said, this guy is a very weird story. And now people, I've heard stories that people are saying, okay, there are zombies out there. People, there are no zombies, okay? No zombies out there. So you got to get your soul right, because there's no zombies out there. But I'm going to tell you what, be careful. If someone's looking at you strange, they might be on that bath salt and they might want to bite your face. That's not good, but be careful out there. Before I go to a commercial break, what I was talking about before, if I was talking about the Trayvon Martin case, the situation, if the situation would have been different, if it was a different race, would there be that much support behind getting this gentleman behind bars if he was not an African American? So if you want to call in, please call in. I would love to talk to you about this situation. The number is 718-766-4553. I have to pay the bills, so I'm going to go into a commercial break, and I will talk to you in a second.
Attention all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Hello and welcome back. This is the Covenant Cafe. This is a part of the D Hour Radio Show Network, and I am your host, Lamont Ferguson. Once again, this is a brand new radio show that's hitting the Blog Talk radio show that's hitting the airwaves with very unique tastes. Also, I failed to mention I will be interviewing a local artist, hip hop gospel artist. His name is The Teacher. He goes by The Teacher. And he is a teacher. He works at IC Norcom High School in Norfolk, Virginia, and he teaches robotics. Yeah, this guy is a bad dude. He teaches robotics. He teaches all kind of math. I'm not a math wizard, but sometimes I step into this guy's class and I have to leave out because the numbers that he has on that board, the things that he's showing those kids, I can't take it. My brain might explode or something. No, not really. But, yeah, he's a sharp guy. He's going to be calling in a little bit later, and we're going to be talking to him. Actually, hopefully he'll be calling me in about a few minutes. His name is The Teacher, and this guy is awesome. He's a Christian hip-hop artist, and he actually teaches high school students, and he teaches them robotics. This is an African-American man. This dude is smart, very, very smart. We're going to get into our next selection, which is Brandon Avery Smith, Never Lose.
Been held down too long. Now it's time to take control of everything you thought was impossible. This is your chance to overcome it all. Depression had you on the ground, but now it's time to take a stand for every future plan that Satan had in store. God's given you the upper hand. Yes, the devil is a liar. We are victorious, and he can't win. No, he won't win. No, never ever will he win. And the tricks are not enough to get the best of us. and he won't win. Oh, he'll never win. Oh. Your chance, all the impression has you on the ground. Now it's time to take a stand, yeah. For every future plan that Satan had in store, say the devil is alive. Never will he win. I don't care what comes your way, the tricks are not enough. No. The best of us, I'm gonna be defeated.
He won't win.
And he won't win. I know that Satan is alive. So I believe the report of God that says I'm victorious, yeah. And he won't win, never, never. The truth are not enough. I won't be dressed down, no. I won't be defeated. Everybody come on and tell the enemy I am victorious through Christ. I can do all things, yeah. I won't be defeated. I won't turn around. I won't stop. Never. No. Whoa, whoa. Never will we lose. Everybody say. Of God that says that I'll never lose. Oh, 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 oh. Never, oh, never. No, no. Oh, 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 oh. Never will we
lose. Once again, this is Lamont Ferguson with the Covenant Cafe on the D Hour Show Radio Show Network, and I am your host, Lamont Ferguson. I was actually going to talk to you guys about one more piece of weird news for today. You guys got to get this. I don't know if you heard this one yet. About the guy who was given George Zimmerman's old cell phone number. This situation is pretty crazy. This guy by the name of Junior Guy in Orlando, this is his very first cell phone. And he purchased the very first cell phone from T-Mobile. And he's a 49-year-old gentleman. And his very first cell phone that he purchased on May 7th was given, his number was Zimmerman's old telephone number. That's crazy. So once he purchased that telephone and he received his new number, he began to receive death threats, and he has nothing to do with anything. He just bought a new phone, and he got Zimmerman's old cell phone number. So right now he's kind of taking it up with T-Mobile, and they're going to be talking with the lawyer about that telephone number. That's crazy. So he received over 70 threatening calls between May 7th and the 16th of May. So, guys, man, this is crazy. Like I said, this is weird news, but it's true. It's facts. This, once again, this is Lamont Ferguson. This is the Covenant Cafe, and I'm definitely enjoying myself on the show here. I'm going to another song, and hopefully we can get into the interview with the teacher. He is a great, great, great hip-hop artist in the local area. Like I said, he's a teacher at IC Norcom High School here in the Portsmouth, Virginia area. My next song I'm going to get into is Alishama O'Neal, Prayer of Change.
This song is my testimony. For any of you who've been through anything, look to him. Unchanging hand.
Hello, can you hear me? I need.
This is Lamont Ferguson with the Covenant Cafe, the D-Hour Show. All right, my buddy, my pal, Darren Moore is on the line. Are you there?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yeah, this
What's up,
is.
Bro?
Everything's good, man. I was telling them how you are one of the greatest artists that's out there right now, and you are teaching at IC Norcom in Portsmouth, Virginia, and you teach robotics. A
yes,
hip hop
sir.
Artist that teaches robotics. First of all, before we get into your song, everybody, this is the teacher. Now, how do you incorporate all that wisdom in a classroom teaching robotics to these students that's listening to all these guys, Waka Flocka and all those guys, and you're teaching them robotics?
Well,
how are you feeling?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, thank you, first of all, for the compliment. Any and everything that I can do is only by the grace of God. And just to, to be able to reach the kids, and sure, they can listen to a whole lot of other things and have a lot of different influences. But, one of the main things we have to understand is that everybody has the heart and the ability to learn. Everybody has the desire. You just have to be able to tap into that desire and what makes them tick and want to learn. So, as I begin to try to find those avenues and elements, then I begin trying to help them and just to, to share it with them. So, and robotics is a very complex subject, but, in reality, it's just no more than playing with over glorified Legos. So,
yeah.
Just try to introduce it to them in a way that, it doesn't intimidate them. So...
All right, and then also let everybody know about the album that you put out a couple of years ago. Let them know about that album there. You guys, I'm going to have to get this song, this song's played on here, but right now we're just going to talk about it, and then it's actually maybe next week we can throw some of those songs up here. So,
okay.
Yeah, tell them about your album that you had out.
Well, the first album that I released, you're talking about The Formula?
The Formula.
Right, yeah, The Formula was my debut album, my first album that I released. And it was entitled such because, it basically, and a lot of times, a lot of people have a lot of situations and things that they're going through, and that there is only one formula, just like in my classroom, to solve a problem. I use a formula, a method called the GUESS method, and it's a problem-solving process that you can apply to any situation. And, in the same way, the title of the album was, there's a formula that we can have to apply to any situation, and that's Jesus Christ. And the actual formula is U plus J is equal to L to the power of infinity. U plus Jesus is eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was the title of it. But the CD itself, included a lot of different songs which were really reflective and really designed to really provoke a lot of thought. I didn't want to necessarily just preach to the people. I wanted people to come to some conclusions for themselves, just to really reach and encourage. So I had songs on there talking about how, everything from talking, every different subject from dealing with incest, well, not incest, but, well, yeah, actually, molestation to dealing with drugs and alcohol, violence, you name it, even to the point of being labeled a special ed student and not being able to succeed. It covers a wide gambit of areas, that people go through in their lives, even foster care. So
that's actually a very a good point. Foster care is a big business right now, and I worked actually in the foster care system, and to see some foster care parents actually take care of their foster kids like their own, but at the same time there are other cases where they're just in the house because they're a dollar, a dollar in that pot, in that person's pocket. That's pretty deep. Also, I want you to touch on the show that we did. Remember,
yes, sir.
We did the Back to School Project?
Oh, you mean, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the show we did at New Bethel. Yeah, we did a couple of songs and even did a collaborative song. I think it was called Are You Listening? Actually, I almost forgot the actual name of the song. But it really was dealing with the, do you remember the name of the song?
I'm not, you know what?
More than
I
remember. More Than What You See.
Yeah.
More Than What You See. And I apologize. I realize the name just escaped me at the moment. But, yeah, More Than What You See. And even that song was talking about, you know, an abusive situation between, you know, a domestic situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just really providing encouragement and, you know, providing insight to the views of both partners involved. You know, the male, you know, who's abusive, as well as the female who's being abused. You know, and then, you know, insights are part of the reasons possibly why and the way out.
Yeah. And you know what? And also, abuse is very big in our culture. For the sake of people always look at abuse as physical. It's also emotional. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When a parent curses at their child, degrade their child, that is abuse. So,
mm-hmm.
People out there, you got to refrain from that. Teach your children, don't talk down to your children. Let your children still have a voice.
Wow.
I think that's very important, because if you don't let your child have a voice, they're going to be afraid to tell you things that's going on personal in their life.
Yeah. That's,
you know,
real. That's definitely real. We got to really, you know, it takes a lot. Parenting requires a lot. You know, I myself, you know, as you are as well, a parent, you know, and myself, a parent of young kids as well as a teenager. And, you know, I'm gaining a little bit of insight into it. You know, I realize, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, it's not like, you know, you go to learn to drive, you get a class, you know, and you go to work on somebody's pipes, you have to go through a class, become a licensed plumber. But, you know, there is no such thing as a licensed parent. And
yeah,
so
exactly.
Unfortunately, you know, a lot of us, you know, truly what should be the class is our own parents. But what we're dealing with now is a generation where many of the parents were children themselves. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they don't understand how to be a parent. They don't understand the level of sacrifice. You know, they believe
mm-hmm.
that parenting is just simple convenience. You know, I'll just drop them off my child off here at this place. But they don't
exactly.
realize that it's so much involved in it, you know. So I think there definitely should be a lot of preparation. You know, I know even myself, I became a parent of a 9-year-old, you know, without any previous experience.
I hate you. Now, question, before I get into a song, are there any parents in your robotics class?
Yeah, are there any parents in my robotics class? I have a student who's a parent.
Now,
you know,
how does he have the classroom at that level? You know, being in robotics, which is a very deep subject, as well as staying on top of his grades, you know what I mean, and being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Is he,
yeah.
How is he handling?
Well, I think he's trying to, you know, do the best that he can to his ability. Unfortunately, he's one of the ones who still needs to mature. You know, he needs to learn some lessons himself. You know, so he's one of the ones who I would love to be able to, you know, to see to motivate. Because even though I teach a class like robotics, which is, you know, which would be considered to be an advanced class, it's a class that's open and eligible to any student. So,
uh-huh.
you know, I get everything from freshmen to seniors in there, you know. So from those who are just trying to get out of another class, or, you know, those who, you know, they just put in there because they need somewhere for them to go, to those who really want to be engineers. So even in that opportunity, I have a chance to, you know, to really influence them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a lot of things that you got to overcome, because unfortunately, many times, some of them have suffered emotional abuse. And so what you got to do is you got to create a classroom that creates a loving environment, you know, but a structured environment as well.
Yeah. Now, actually, I want to continue to talk to you. Let's go back. I know I'm kind of hopping around because I want people to see that wide range of talent that you have in yourself. Now, do you plan any more projects as far as music projects?
I do. I'm currently working on my second album. I put out a mixtape called The Rise Up, Volume 1. This was a compilation CD, you know, featuring a lot of local artists and friends and those in the ministry. But, you know, after that, you know, that was about almost, wow, that's been about 3 years itself. So 3 to 4 years. So currently I'm working on my second album, which is called Words of Life. And, you know, hopefully, you know, Lord willing, I have an opportunity to finish recording that this summer. So, unfortunately, many of the songs were already completed. I just haven't had a chance to lay them down yet because of a demanding family and ministry schedule.
Okay. Let me go into a song. Just hang tight, and we're going to actually talk about Rise Up, all right?
All right.
All right, so hang tight. I'm actually get into right now Mario Brown, Glory.
If it wasn't for you, I'd still be standing in the middle of the road, lost and confused. When you had a plan for me and I never knew, but now I'm living all for your glory. I found my purpose in you. That's why I'm singing, telling everyone my story. I wanna blow my trumpet for you.
Oh, the glory, to let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
All right, welcome back to the Covenant Cafe. I'm your host, Lamont Ferguson. This is a part of the D-Hour Radio Show Network. Once again, I have a good, very good friend, the teacher, on the line. Before we wrap this up, let's talk about Rise Up. There was a story on that album by a gentleman named D. Black. Was it D. Black?
Oh my goodness, I can't even. Well, his name is Al. I had almost forgot. Yeah, Al Sanders.
Okay, and he D-Lack looked at you
as his name, D-Lack.
Yeah, and he looked at you as a father figure. Can you elaborate on that relationship without exposing too much, I guess?
Yeah, it's no problem. What happened is he was one of my physics students, and one day after class, you know, we were talking or whatever, and I found out that his mother was in the hospital. So I was like, you know what, well, let me go ahead over there and just try to go up and encourage her. And so, you know, I was taking him with me. You know, he said he wanted to go up there. And unfortunately, you know, by the time we got up there, she had already been released. But he was just so encouraged that, you know, I would be that sensitive and that level of sacrifice to go out and take time to see his mom, you know, who I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, he and I really began to forge a relationship. You know, he was a graduating senior at the time, but, you know, seriously at risk, even to the point of almost being expelled. And God just really fostered our relationship. You know, unfortunately, his father was incarcerated at the time. And, you know, I just really came in as a surrogate father, family figure to him. So he actually even, you know, to the point where I even taught him how to drive. You know, you know, I remember taking him with me. You know, he used to come to the, come over to the house on the weekends from time to time. He used to come to church with us, and you know, I led him to the Lord and helped to disciple him, and just to see him grow. You know, it was just an awesome and wonderful thing. Even to the point where we even took, you know, we even took him and he was in our family picture. You know,
wow.
That's how much of a part of the family he was.
That was great. I thank you for. Take your time and, you know, calling in and sharing these wonderful stories. Next week, I'd love to play some of your songs up here so people can hear the talent that you possess, a God-given gift, and see what people have to look for in the future.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate you for having me, Brian. Well, definitely make sure that maybe we'll see if we can slide you a little preview of some of the newer stuff. So
oh, okay.
Some of the stuff coming on the upcoming album. So.
Okay, that'll be a good look. All right, and everybody, this is the teacher. Hey, great guy, a wonderful talent. I mean, he has a lot of talent. So he's got more in store for you. And right now I'm going to get into a little Mary Mary, and I'll talk to you later, D.
All right, bro. I love you, bro. Be blessed.
I love you too, bro.
You're listening to The Sound.
another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me. I need you right away.
Covenant Cafe. I am your host, Lamont Ferguson. That was just there, Smokey Norfolk, I Need You Now. You guys heard Darren Moore, a.k.a. the teacher. He's a hip-hop artist that teaches in the public school system here in the Portsmouth area. He teaches robotics, and his material is one point. I'm talking about musically as well as in a classroom. Very, very intelligent young man. Right now, I'm enjoying myself. You guys have been great. I love this show. Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm having actually a lot of fun up here. Just talking, you know, about different situations that's going on in our lives. In America, our current events, you know, we talked, you know, we discussed about the Trayvon Martin situation, the weird news where the guy was, which is really crazy, eating someone's face, and people thinking that now there are zombies out there, which is really weird. Also, someone who had just purchased a new cell phone in May at T-Mobile, he received, this is the first, that was his first cell phone, and he got his new number, and it was Mr. Zimmerman's old telephone number, and this guy received 70 threatening calls between May 7th and the 16th. That's outrageous. But I'm going to get into some more music, so you guys stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about some more stuff that's going to be coming up in the future shows. So listen to Sylvia Federick, and her song is Pressure.
Trying to do the right thing. You have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah. Now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, hip-hop music, and see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Welcome back. This is the Covenant Cafe and your host, Lamont Ferguson. We've touched upon a lot of stuff on the show. We interviewed earlier, if you just tuning in, the teacher. He's a hip-hop artist that teaches at Icy Norcombe High School in the Portsmouth area, and he teaches robotics. That blows my mind. And Yeah, it's he's a very, very smart individual, and we're going to be previewing his new material right here on the Covenant Cafe. So look forward to hearing more stuff from him. And right now, I'm going to get into some Todd Delaney, No Other Name.
Hallelujah, there is power in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you're going through, whatever it is that you're searching for, if you can just call on Jesus' name, things are bound to change in your situation. At the great name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord of all the earth.
Your name is awesome, your name is great, your name is mighty and worthy. Your name is healing and your name is peace. Your name is all I need. Yeah. Yeah.
Your name is awesome. Your name is great.
Your name is mighty.
Your name is mighty and worthy.
Your name is healing.
Your name is healing. Your name is peace.
Your name is all.
Yeah.
Your name is great. Your name is mighty, worthy, praise. Your name is here. Your name is praise. Your name is all.
No other name.
No other name.
No other name.
Jesus is
Jesus.
His name. Yes, it is.
No other name.
Yeah.
That name is all.
You say
no other name.
Name can do
no other
like Jesus.
No other name.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No other name.
No other name.
Testimonies, or you have a testimony yourself, and if you ever want to call into the show and tell your testimony and talk to Lamont, you know, and the other hosts on the show that's going to be with him, you know, it's going to be a great show. You know, if you're a fan of gospel music, this is definitely going to be a great show for you guys to listen to. And just make sure you guys tune in every Sunday, and we're always going to give you guys a great show. And Lamont, you're doing an incredible job, bro. Great job.
Thank you, thank you. You guys, listen up. Definitely tune in and call in with your testimonies. Like I said, I'm also going to get into dealing with advice. So if you need some type of advice, you can call in, and I can do my best to try to help you out. So that, like I said, you call in, I try my best to help you out. I offer my advice. It may be a solution. I'm not sure. So call in, and we can go from there. And I appreciate you calling in, D-Slate.
Oh, absolutely, bro, absolutely. I just, you know, want everybody to know that, you know, the Covenant Cafe is going to be an incredible show every Sunday. And, with Lamont, you know, and the crew at the helm, you know, it's going to be a great show. So you guys make sure you always tune in. If you're a lover of gospel music and you just want to hear some inspiration and, you know, you want to hear some scripture and, you know, you just want to hear some testimonies or tell a testimony yourself, or hear some inspirational poetry, definitely make sure you guys tune in every Sunday. 4:30 Mountain Standard, 6:30 Central, and 7:30 Eastern. Just make sure you guys keep tuning in. It's going to be a great show, absolutely. And Lamont, you know, incredible job. It's an absolute blessing to have you a part of the network. It's a blessing to have you a part of the network, and you know, we're glad you're a part of it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. And actually, I'm going to actually close out with Yolanda Adams, Open My Heart. And before I do that, I'm going to give my favorite verse, which is Proverbs 3:26. It says, "For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your feet from being snared." So if you need, he is the confidence that you need. So if a person is looking for that job and thinking they're not going to get that job because they feel that they're overqualified or underqualified, trust in the Lord, and he will provide that confidence for you. So like I said, this is the Covenant Cafe, and I'm Lamont Ferguson, your host. And once again, every Sunday at 7:30, tune in. And like I said, you're going to hear testimonies, poetry, weird news, weird facts, current events, various different things. And like I said, it's going to be a very different show, so you're going to have to tune in every week to get some of that good stuff going on. This is Yolanda Adams, Open My Heart, and I am Lamont Ferguson, and this is the Covenant Cafe.
Now what if I choose the wrong?